Hi, and welcome to Pure Happy Healthy. My name is Leandra Haupt, and in this podcast, I will discuss with my guests everything about modern spirituality, alternative lifestyle, and personal development. I have to admit, I really missed you, and even though I'm not physically hearing from you, but you're hearing from me, I have been off this podcast for a while, as you might have noticed, and for several reasons. First of all, I was a little bit confused about speaking English and German on my podcast and the really overall theme. I felt like it was a little bit too broad, so I really wanted to have some time to reflect where this podcast is going to. And then it happened at the same time that I discovered human design, and that really shifted my whole perception of the world and the way that I deal with things and a way that I see things so much for me that I needed some time off as well to let that fully integrate and feel into it. How do I want to continue this podcast and what feels right? So in the meantime, I've recorded quite a few episodes and I still have some juicy episodes that already were recorded before that. So I still have them on my laptop all the time, and I was thinking about them, thinking of when I should release them, how I should release them, and when the right time would come. And now I found so much more clarity for myself, so everything fell into place. Sometimes it's really important to give the things some time that they need, to win a little bit of distance to it and then see it from a completely new perspective. So I will start a new podcast, which will be all about human design, because I cannot really agree anymore with the kind of system that people tell their perspective basically on how things should work, because human design is really all about accepting that each person is different and each person has such different needs and ways to approach life and things and decisions, etc. So it's empowerment for being your own guru, for being your own master, for discovering yourself. And therefore, I cannot 100% agree anymore to having people tell you what to do, even though most of my guests obviously were not doing it, just sharing their perspective, which is great. But I feel like I want to dive more into the aspect of really empowering you with human design and understanding yourself in order to find yourself and in order to know for yourself what you need and what path you want to go. So my next podcast that I will start from scratch will be all about human design. So definitely stay up to date with that. I will post it on Instagram and Facebook, etc. when it's the time is right. It might take a few more weeks or months until I launch. So that's gonna be very exciting. And as human design is all I think about lately, this is very cool. But on the other hand, I still have some beautiful, beautiful podcast episodes on my laptop ready to be out there. So I definitely still want to share them with you on this platform here. And therefore, I will still release the last episodes until it's time to launch the Human Design podcast. So in this episode, I am speaking with beautiful Adam Kors. And it's so funny how the universe brings us the right people at the right time. I found Adam through Instagram, actually, very randomly. And there was something in me that really, really resonated. So I got in touch and I asked him to take a session with him. And so we met and I had a beautiful, beautiful sound massage session. That's what he does. He's a sound healer and sound massagist. So I had that session with him and it was just amazing and beautiful, and he is such a beautiful person. And yeah, then we recorded this podcast, and the funny thing is that through that experience we've become very close friends. And I feel like the universe is really showing us and bringing us the right people at the right time and the right experiences at the right time. And therefore, it's so good to keep your eyes open and trust, because if I wouldn't have like seen him and reacted to him on Instagram, I wouldn't have met this beautiful person and getting in touch with that amazing friendship that we have. So just an invitation for all of you to really stay present for the opportunities that life and the universe is giving you, and keep your eyes open for what is coming your way, because sometimes in the tiny little things you can find like really a lot of beauty and find the right path. So sometimes it's worth to listen to your body, like when is the right time to respond to something, when is the right time to act on something, when is the right time to keep your eyes open for whatever is coming your way. So in this episode, we will touch on a lot of beautiful different topics. Of course, sound therapy and what that means. We talk a little bit about his story, how he came to what he's doing now. And the chakra system, which is actually a really good introduction and really good to know for human design as well, because it's all about chakras and human design. So yeah, it's so multifaceted, this podcast, and I hope you enjoy listening to it. Even though this podcast will stop soon, still I'm happy about reviews if you want to leave me one on Apple Podcast. Let me know, or get in touch with Adam if there's any questions, or just get in touch. I'm always happy to hear from you and get some feedback on the podcast. Okay, enjoy this podcast episode and wishing you so much fun. Very happy and grateful to have beautiful Adam here with me. So hi and welcome, first of all.
Hi, thank you for your invitation.
Yes, my first question, which I'm already very curious about, is what did you have for breakfast this morning?
For breakfast, my usual breakfast. I usually try to eat raw in the morning. So I have some cashews with bananas, pear, and the oatmeal milk with some carob powder and hemp powder for the protein, and two dates.
Wow, that sounds delicious. Is raw diet something that you pursue?
It's something I prefer. I'm still trying to get back fully. Last year was more easier, let's say, for me with the raw diet. Due to the lockdowns and quite long winter, I got back to eating processed food, let's say, so boiled and baked food. But I would say around 60-70% is still raw. So it's something that I feel like gives me more energy. I really love the taste, especially during the summer here in Germany. We have the access to fruits. In the winter, it can be more difficult. And of course, if I'm traveling in Bali or Latin America, I can live on your fruits, papaya, avocados, mangoes, bananas. Perfect.
I love so much how every body constitution is so different. And when you tune in with your body, you really find out what's good for you. And then if you follow it, you know how it gives you energy and you feel good with it. So yeah, would you like to explain to the listeners, who are you and what are you currently working on? How do you want to be known in the world?
Sure. I'm Adam. I'm actually the owner and founder of Vibesamt. It's a sound healing practice in Berlin Friedrichshain. I use mostly sound massage in my practice. So it's a fusion between the body work and energy work. So I use Tibetan singing bowls to place them on the body of my clients and play them. So we create the vibration, which are transported by the water inside of the body, And here we receive deep relaxation, tension and blockages relief. We balance the chakras and also increase the frequency of the person, so they are more tuned in to the physical wellness and also spiritual clarity and mental clarity.
I have to admit, I didn't hear about sound healing until just 1 or 2 years ago or something. And then I experienced a session for myself at that point, which was a group session, not even an individual session. And I was blown away by how powerful the sounds and the vibrations are. And I felt really like I had a massive deep meditation after the session, leaving feeling like in another world. So just by hearing sound healing, it sounded so simple to me, but could you maybe explain how actually it works, or like how do you prepare a session? Like, what can we imagine when we hear sound healing?
I would say simply that, you know, anything in the universe is basically a frequency and the sound. So to kind of bring us back to the correct frequency, with the sound healing, we can use different instruments, from gongs to Tibetan singing bowls, tuning forks, or literally anything, even the frequencies generated by electronic devices. And, you know, those frequencies have the purpose of bringing us back to our body, to bringing back to the clarity of the mind and deep relaxation. So there are different frequencies for different purposes as well. Basically, for the healing, you always have to integrate something. We always have to get to the state of deep relaxation. That's why sound healing, in my opinion, is really effective, because then through this relaxation, the vibration can go even deeper to our body. And our body are tend to store certain things, traumas, pain, and suppressed emotions really, really, really deep, especially in the hip area around the root chakra. So the vibration can somehow reach that, and even on the subconscious level, bring it back to the surface for integration. So we can be aware of that, or it can be even something deeply subconscious, like with hypnotherapy, that sometimes you may not know what is being released, but something is working there. We can feel it physically in the body. So I would say it's really individual. Whatever we hold there has the chance to get out and be recognized and released. So we don't need to be carrying this heavy memories or traumas around, and which take our energy as well.
So I know for hypnotherapy that I'm working in a theta state of mind, which is a frequency in which the mind operates in that moment. So that allows me to go very deep into the subconscious and work on a subconscious level. So basically, while your brain is on a different frequency. So do we have that as well when you put the balls on the body, or even walk around with the balls around the person? That your body is also starting to vibrate in a different frequency than it normally does?
Definitely. I wouldn't say maybe necessary different frequency, because the balls are meant to bring you back to the most optimal frequency. So it, of course, depends what you are coming with. Usually, if you look for sound healing, of course, there will be something you want to work on. So maybe you're out of the tune, let's say, in your aura, or maybe even in your physical sense, there's some illness or disease, or you just feel some blockage. So it just brings you back to the correct frequencies. And it also happens through theta states in sound healing, I would say. So we have this chance of really accessing the subconscious mind and bringing back to this clarity and tranquility within, which we all have. It's just getting rid of them, the blockages, and getting back to our source, divine energies.
You were already mentioning it in the beginning that you work also with the different chakras. So as far as I know, every single chakra has also a different frequency. So that would probably mean that if we are out of balance, then maybe also the frequency of a chakra is not on the optimal point. And as you are putting the bowls on these chakra points, would that basically mean that the bowls stimulate the chakras?
Definitely. I love to think about it as a reminder for your body and your energy centers, that we kind of, you know, we show the chakra what's the optimal frequency, because it may be blocked or lost for a longer time. And then it kind of tunes in and it remembers what's the correct frequency. And it can also, and the person can also remember that, you know, how it feels when I'm balanced, when I'm aligned. And then do something, you know, not necessarily coming back for the session, but you can also take smaller steps, let's say, on your own comfort of your own home, for example, eating certain foods which are speeding up the healing of certain chakra, or even listening to the sound. We have the wonderful access on YouTube to different frequencies. So it's really simple nowadays to find and address that. So I always, you know, try to make the people also find their own tools besides receiving the healing and my own help through it, to also encourage them to look for it if they feel something is wrong or something is misaligned, to recognize it as soon as they can, because then it's just easier and it becomes a habit, and we create this really valuable connection to our body, which can lead us through every single day.
Beautiful. The first time I went to a yoga class, I never really had a connection somehow to yoga before. And then I was on Bali and my friend basically pressured me to go to a yoga class with her. And as I wanted to hang out with her, I was like, yeah, okay, fine. I come to that class with you. And unfortunately, it was a 1.5 hours intense, very expert class, like a master class. And I was there 35 degrees, sweating, not even wearing yoga clothes, and like was working hardcore in this yoga class, but I made it. But anyways, the teachers kept on saying these terms and like, yeah, go in your solar plexus now you in your crown chakra, you feel the energies. And I was constantly thinking, like, what is she talking about? Like, I had no clue of chakras. I had no idea what I should do. I just looked at her and was repeating everything that she did, and it somehow worked out. But I think sometimes when you're in that world, it's easy to forget that people outside don't really know about this. So I would love for you to guide us a little bit through the chakras, as we were talking about before. Maybe first of all, explaining what a chakra is, and then guiding us through the different chakras and explaining for someone who has maybe not heard of this yet, what they are, so they can also understand it, like me a few years ago.
Of course. So I would relate to chakras as energy centers or programs, let's say. So I think the chakras are even supported by science at the moment. We proven scientifically they actually exist. So I think that's also really valuable information for some people who may be not so open yet. So I would see it as them, as I mentioned, energy center within the body. So there's some energy stored and it's distributed to this part, or is governing this part of your body, and the organs around it, or even the mental, physical, and neurological functions around this part. So the first is root chakra. So we start from the bottom of our body. It's starting around tailbone, let's say. So this area, and it's responsible for our grounding. So it's the first chakra which is being developed when we are alive. So as we can imagine, it's the survival. Because when we are young, the most important thing is we are fed, so we are not hungry, and we are safe, and we are taken care of. So let's think it about as an infant who needs to be taken care of. This chakra is really, really important. I usually start the sessions, the follow-ups with this one, because almost all of us hold some traumas from the childhood, or even from the adult life, where we experience some traumatic events or something that we hold deeply there. So it can be really freeing and really healing experience to tune in be really grounded and safe within this, our space, home, or even our own body. The next one is sacral chakra, which is a little bit higher. I would say around 5 centimeters higher. I think around 5 centimeters below our belly button. This chakra is more sensual. So when we are already developing, we are more playful. We notice our bodies, so we get the sense of touch. It's usually when we start moving around and exploring our world when we were kids. So we touch things, we take everything to our mouth to taste the world around us. We start to see properly, so we recognize the colors. So I think it's all the beauty we perceive, the perception of the world, really important to recognize, you know, the food, the playfulness. And it's really often connected with sexuality, which is really deeply repressed, connected with Kundalini energy as well. The divine feminine energy, which is repressed, as I mentioned, by society or the patriarchal society in long term. And that's why it's really important to tune in, to be recognizing the world through this chakra and really feeling it and enjoying it. The next chakra is solar plexus. So it's above the belly button. I wouldn't say there's necessary the point. It's usually if we hover the hand around this area, it's the place where you feel the heat. So you can feel it physically on your own body. This chakra is responsible for our willpower, our boundaries. So we often may hear that ego, we have to get rid of ego completely in spirituality. I would say ego is here for a reason. The healthy ego is really needed because it protects us, you know, from, let's say, the energy vampires or the situation which are not healthy for us energetically or even physically. So creating the healthy solar plexus can be really freeing as well and giving us the solid foundation to be existing in our world. The next one is the bridge between the physical and more intangible reality, the heart chakra. So it's a little bit below the physical heart. And as probably all of us know, it's the feeling. So empathy, and just feeling the love to ourselves firstly. I think that's the most important thing when we develop the self-love, not from the egoistic point of view, but from relating to others. That's when we love ourselves, we can really be able to give something back and also feel the pain of others, the joy of others, the needs of other people who we would like to help. And yeah, to give something back to society and to other people. The next one is the throat chakra. So here we have the self-expression, something that makes us individuals. We express our boundaries, we express our thoughts, we express our emotions. So it's the combination of the chakras below as well. Yeah, I think it's incredibly important as well to speak our truth and be free what we want to say, not really, of course, with the respect to other people, but also to be truth to our own beliefs and what we think and what we feel, to have this clear communication with the people around us and people we want to share our lives with. Then we have the third eye. So really, popular chakra in spirituality, holding our intuition, even the psychic gifts, let's say. So seeing through, understanding certain things, I think deep knowing that we know something, maybe even without analyzing it or going to the detail, just being tuned in with our heart and with the third eye, I think it's the core of seeing through things and really tuning into this divine energy and divine knowing, which we all have deep inside of us. And the last one is the crown chakra, which connects us to the universe. So it's this divine bridge the access to the whole universe and the oneness, which we love to speak about in spirituality, really important chakra. And once we work on all of that and all of our lower chakras are open and synchronized, then it's a beautiful bridge that we can have our downloads with and feel really, really connected.
Thank you for sharing. Would you say that it all, if I understood it right, it all starts basically from our root chakra, and then the energy rises up through all the chakras until in the end it can come to the crown chakra? So would that also mean that if one chakra on the way is blocked, that the energy cannot go through the other chakras that follow further above?
Definitely. I would even say there are two currents, because the first one is going from the crown chakra down to the root chakra. It's the current of manifesting. So really going from something which is not physical to the physicality. So being really physical thing, really existing. And it's also manifesting, because we're bringing something from, let's say, the field, the our imagination, to the physical reality. And another one about ascending. So we want to get also higher. So I think the bridge, the incredible bridge, is the heart, because it really connects us to those two currents. And definitely if there's blockage on the way, either up there or lower, it will be blocking the current. So we can have either over present chakra, which is lower. For example, if the heart is blocked, the solar plexus may be overactive, and then we can be too rigid with our willpower, too energetic and really aggressive in the way to try to achieve the goal. Sounds a little bit like our society in many ways has this chakra overactive. And I also often see that it's related, that for example, if solar plexus is blocked, then we have also the problem with throat chakra. So it goes opposite. And then also if sacral is blocked, then the third eye may have problem. And if the root, then the crown. So it's usually relating a lot with each other.
Wow, that is so interesting. Makes so much sense as well. So you already said that you work with your bowls on the chakras, depending on really the individual need, what the individual intention is, or what you feel is blocked. So I guess also the outcome, or depending on the intention of the client, it can have like really different outcome each session. But would you say that there's something like a general benefit that people immediately feel when they work with you?
Definitely. I would say deep relaxation is something, regardless of where you're coming from, you get that, because it's, as I mentioned, it's the really combination of the body work and energy work. So the vibration physically relaxes your body, relaxes all the cells within you. So we can get rid of the tensions as well and blockages. It's connected with deep relaxation. It's definitely balancing of chakras. As we work with the chakras, it's increased frequency of the vibration ones have. So bringing you back to the higher, I love to call it original frequency, because we all come from this low frequency. And then we may forget on the way due to the conditioning or some traumas or events in our lives, whatever. But it's good to remind our body where we come from and really tune in back to the higher frequency. I think also the meditation qualities, so increased focus and concentration, clarity of mind, definitely. So I would say that are the most important things. And then individually, it also increases metabolism, because I use mostly the Peter Hess technique, and there was scientific research done that it's also increasing metabolism and healing, the physical healing of the wounds or broken bones even. So there's many things around that also in the physical body, that's the self-healing is basically speeding up with the balls and the sounds.
Maybe that explains why I'm so hungry and so thirsty always after the sessions. If the metabolism speeds up. You said before that already online there's a lot of resources and you can find a lot of information about it. But sometimes I feel, at least, like I love to go to classical concerts, or I love to listen to acoustic music in live, because I feel the energy, I feel the vibrations. I would never listen to an acoustic concert through my headphones on YouTube or something, because I it doesn't come to me. Like I don't feel it the way that my body feels it when I'm physically there. So I'm wondering, is there, like, even from the benefits that you get, which we were just talking about, is there a difference from listening to it live and versus online? I mean, if we think about a session where you don't put the balls on the body, but maybe just play, because that also has an impact, obviously. Is there a difference? And if so, what is the difference?
Mm-hmm. I would say it's also really individual. I also definitely prefer the live sessions, but you know, from different reasons, like the lockdown or accessibility of some people, it may be not always possible. I would say if one have the chance to do it live, definitely that's the way to go. If you don't, it's still working. Of course, it's not that intense, and it depends a lot about the quality of the microphone which you are recording with, the quality of the receiver, so on your headphones, on the system you have at your home. So I think there's, you know, this technicalities can also influence highly the frequencies and how we perceive that. I know some people listening to it and really loving it as well, even though having access to the live sessions. So you know, it's like with the energy, we always find our own modality. Let's say for some people, this modality will be really helpful and will be number one, and definitely I will be in love with it. And the other person, it won't do a thing, it won't be the way. So I think our body really knows what we need deeply inside. So if it doesn't resonate with you, then definitely don't go for it. If it resonates with someone, try it. You know, you can always see that. And as I said, I think that we are quite lucky actually to be having these lockdowns during the times of internet, because imagine even 10 or 20 years ago, that would be terrible. We wouldn't even have the access to it online. So I think at least this abundance of the choice we have is really great, and we can decide if we like it or not. We have the choice. So I think that's the great thing.
Talking about what resonates with you, what is your personal journey that made you really resonate with wanting to become a sound healing teacher?
Oh my goodness. That was really amazing, because I was traveling before. It was 2 years ago. I was traveling a lot. I had my spiritual awakening already. I was doing yoga. I've been attending sound baths for a long time, around 2 years at this time. And at some point I really felt connected, you know, with the gongs and sounds and singing bowls. And I really felt it was something resonating with me. I didn't know yet what was that. I just really felt this connection, and it really helped me to get off my psychiatric medication, to get really on track with my mental health and everything. It just felt really healing. It was like healing for me. And it was the time I came back from Thailand and I sat up in meditation. I was really grounded. I was reading a lot. I just finished reading Dalai Lama's book and The Art of Living. So that was really one of my favorite books, actually. And I sat in meditation and I just could see the balls on the body, which I was playing. I was giving someone the sound massage. And the funny thing is, I've never seen this modality before, you know, on the pictures or online or with my eyes. So I was really interested, and in, you know, there was some curiosity, and I immediately knew that it's something I should follow. You know, it's this inner knowing again, being really tuned in with your inner self, that you know it's shown you for a reason and you should follow this clue. I did my research. I looked for different techniques. Better Hess technique really resonated with me. I did my training in Poland, actually, as it's international school. And I use it till now. It's my, let's say, framework of the practice. I also implement some energy healing, chakra healing, and the things from the sound healing I learned in Bali or in Thailand on my trips. So I'd say it's still a fusion, but the base, it's still with Peter Hess. But, you know, it all came to me with this meditation experience, and it's been really easy also finding clients, finding the studio. So it's really feel like I was able to follow this this path, and it was easier than I expected. So I'm really grateful for the universe to leading me to this point in my life.
You know, I feel like when we're meant to do something, it will definitely always feel easy. And that's how we know we're on the right track. And then everything basically just falls into place. And you don't even know how this could happen so easy. And you wonder even why it was so easy, you know. And then I definitely know that for myself. I studied photography and I did my final basically. And I picked a topic that was actually not super aligned with me. And it was so hard for me to do it. And I struggled so much. And my teacher basically told me he would let me fail if I continue like this. And so I quit it and I said, okay, no more. This is not mine. I cannot continue with this because I don't feel the outcome. And I chose a different teacher with a different topic. And all the photos basically just came to me. It didn't feel like work at all. It was so much in ease. And I passed with the best grade possible. And I felt like, wait, I didn't even do any work. Like, how is this possible? And I think that is such a good example how it shows when you're aligned with what you do and you're aligned with your path and you listen to yourself. And maybe also when you see there is a wall and you cannot go further, that you take the courage to go around and follow what feels good to you. And then like the most magical things will happen.
Definitely. And you know, it's so opposite to what we are told by the school, by the media, even by the parents. We are always told you have to work hard for your success. It's going to be hard. You have to spend so many hours. Okay. You know, you have to put the effort. Of course, it's always some work involved, but it doesn't have to be hard. If you decide it has to be hard, it will be hard, of course. But when you're open enough to see, it can be easy, it can be playful, it can just come to me and I can just surrender, you know, to the things, then I think this really beauty happens, you know, as in your case as well, that you just flow with it, flow with your creative energy. Because I think also creating your career or abundance is really creative process, and to be open of evolution to it. If we're working hard, I think we're closing some doors as well, because we're really focused on certain outcome, that's something easier, path of least resistance may be overlooked and we may miss it because it may seem, oh, it's too easy to be successful. Like, I don't believe in that. And it can be like that. And it will not always be like that. But if we are open, we have the chance to discover this path.
Mm-hmm. And what also comes in place is that often if we find the easy solution and we go with it, we don't allow ourselves that it is easy, because we have been conditioned, like you said, with all these messages like work needs to be hard. You need to work hard for your success. You need to hustle, etc. It needs to look this certain way. But this ideal of work can actually go easy. And of course you do the effort and of course you spend your time with it, but it won't feel hard. It will feel joyful. And that's why the energy that you get from it and the time that you spend with it will feel completely different. And often for people, they think something is wrong with that. They don't allow themselves to do it. And then they stop it because they think, oh no, I have to work hard to be successful. And as you said, like, you miss all these opportunities and you don't allow them in your life. So it's very important to stress that as well, that work, in my opinion, is there to be easy, is there to like get energy from it and to let your energy flow freely with it. And that's the ideal. And if we would all do this in this world, our world would look so completely different and definitely create more happy people.
Definitely, really beautifully said. I agree 100%, you know. I think we are being stuck a lot of the time with these beliefs, and yeah, the world would be definitely a beautiful place if we all tuned in and just followed, because it's all there. It's deeply inside. We know what we should do. We just quiet it down, not trust the intuition, or just try to, you know, talk ourselves that we are wrong when everything else is showing us a direction. But I think it's, you know, the individual path as well. And we are experiencing the great awakening. So many people wake up, and it's beautiful to watch that as well for me, you know, from my clients. And also online, I think so many people look for the healing, look for the ways of changing their perceptions and beliefs, and seeing then synchronicities on your way, it kind of powers it up, because you know that it's happening for a reason, and you see, you connect the dots, and it's just flowing, and it gets easier and easier.
Mm-hmm. And I can really see, I mean, I had a session with you, and I can also, as your client, feel that you are aligned with what you do. And I think from the other perspective, you notice also the energy that is different when someone does it out of a necessity, or if someone does it out of a true alignment and a true passion. And it will also flow to you easier as a client. And that doesn't matter whatever you do, if you're in the spiritual field, in the healing work, or if you are in an office job or whatever you do, I feel if you are aligned, everyone else around you will feel it, and the energy will come back to you in a different way. And so I'm wondering, what are some other modalities that you do to keep your vibration high and to keep yourself energetic and healthy? And what is your favorite tools for that?
I mean, the must go is meditation, always, every day, of course. I'm taking part. I love the Chopra challenge. I don't know if you are familiar with right now. They have something with Alicia Keys, Deepak Chopra. I love to do it. It's Deepak Chopra is for me a really important person. I love to listen to him, and I read daily books as well. It's often Deepak Chopra, so it's my ritual to keep me higher. Then some Reiki. It's not every day. How I feel it, you know, it's the energy. Really important aspect for my root chakra became the physical touch. So it's self massage or the foot massage, which I give to myself. I have the special rollers from this pass. You have the rollers for your feet. That's incredible for root chakra. If anyone has issues with that, 100% recommend it. Or some sport or some running. I love to be really physical because I'm really airy person. So I have to bring back myself to the earth, really touch, you know, feel, eat root vegetables and things like that. What else? Let me think. I love to clean my space as well. So it's either with sacred smoke or with incense in the morning when I wake up, opening the windows as well. So it's quite simple, but kind of ritualized morning, let's say, to signal to my energy and my body, we're starting a new day, and let's say recycle whatever may stay with me since the dream world to bring back the energy to the place and just be present during the day and see what it has in store for me.
But, you know, I think it's the simple things that we can do that actually create the biggest impact, because if we do the simple things on a daily basis, then it becomes a new routine. And these little routines make the quality of our life. So if you even think about the way that you eat, if you eat a doner kebab always on the go in the subway or just walking, you won't really appreciate the food and you won't really taste it probably. And then the quality is so much different than when you actually cook yourself something really nice and healthy and you sit down and you taste what it tastes like and you chew it properly, you will have such a different experience. Or if you wake up and you still lay in bed and check your mails or check your phone, it will have such a different impact on you than if you get up and maybe go out on the balcony and look at the blue sky, at least at the moment right now here in summer, and take a fresh breeze or take a nice shower or whatever it is that already has such a little change, but it has such a big impact on how you spend your time and how your thoughts will be created, etc. So yeah, maybe here an encouragement to everyone who's listening that you check your thoughts and your little habits and see what is feeling good for you and what is maybe not feeling so aligned, and take notice of it and maybe, yeah, see what could be a good replacement for what you're doing that is not feeling so aligned. Yeah, thank you so much for sharing all of this with us. I would love to know what's the best place to connect with you. So if people, yeah, want to reach out, take a private session, or maybe even find you online, or maybe have a chat with you, how do they find you the best?
Perfect. Yeah, I would invite everyone to just find me on Instagram. I think it's the easiest platform to communicate with, or also look at my content, or even just the chat, or schedule the session. So the IG is vibesamt on Instagram with S, with Z, sorry, not S. So that's one trick here. Yeah, I'll be reaching probably also launching my website soon because I'm redesigning it. So there will be more content there, and the YouTube channel will be coming later this year, hopefully, with some sound baths and the activation. So I'm really excited about it as well.
And if you live in Berlin, you can step by.
Exactly. Everyone is invited. Or even if you're traveling, then just for a couple of days in Berlin, you're already welcome.
Definitely recommended by me. 5 stars. Is there any last thing that we didn't get to chat about yet that you would like to share with the listeners?
I think maybe just coming back to what you just touched about the eating. I think it doesn't really matter what you eat. Just try to be present when you're eating, to really taste what you're eating and give yourself the space and the safety, because I think if we're eating on the go or do things on the go, not even the food, but whatever you do on the go, we really put our body in distress. The stress is the main problem. I think we have the epidemic of the stress, which is causing and leading us to other issue if it becomes chronic. So I think it's really important that whatever you do, if you're eating or even if you're on your phone, just take a deep breath, take the space, take a really deep breath, hold it for a couple of seconds, be really present with it, and you can get back. But do it as many times as possible during the day and just try to stay present. I think that's the only thing and the only lesson I would love to share with the listeners here.
Thank you so much for sharing and sharing everything about you. I'm so grateful for you and for the work that you do and to have met you. So yeah, thank you so much as well for being on my podcast.
Thank you so much for your invitation. It was a lovely experience.